This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm glad you're here with me this morning, ready to hear from God, because that's what we do at this time every weekday morning. We read a little passage from the Bible, God's word to us, God's message for our lives. And we just say, God, would you speak to me personally? Would you shape my life? Because I want to build my life around your principles. After all, you are the author of life, and you have put me here, and so you know what's best for me, and I want to go your way. Well, we've been looking for some time in the book of Hebrews, and especially in Hebrews chapter 11, which is often called the roll call of faith, because it goes through person after person after person in the Old Testament, and just talks about the faith that they had, and how God got involved in their lives as a result. We come towards the end of this great chapter of faith, and the writer of Hebrews basically says, man, there's so many other people I wanted to write about, but I just don't have time. Let me just read you a few verses here towards the end of chapter 11 of Hebrews in the Bible. Starting in verse 32, he says, and what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. And he goes on from there. All of these were commended through their faith, he says. Well, just think about this. This list of things that it says happened because of their faith. It wasn't that they accomplished those things because of their faith. The principle here is that God responds to the faith of his people. Let me say it again. God responds to the faith of his people, because who are they having faith in? They're having faith in him, in God. And God loves that. And when people trust him, God proves himself to be trustworthy. God responds to the faith of his people. What does that mean for you and me? Listen, it means that your life can be marked by the activity of God. Yes, the Bible isn't still being written, but still, your name could be written into this list, right? List of people, by faith, Jack. And you can see what would happen in your life as you trust God. You may say, well, I don't know. I haven't really seen God acting in my life. Well, when you trust God and obey him, he takes responsibility for your life then, and he gets involved. The more you begin trusting God, when he starts speaking to you through his word, the Bible, and you obey him, you will see God responding to your faith, getting involved in your life, shaping things, answering prayers. You will hardly believe that you could have lived this way all along, but you just didn't. When you start walking with God and honoring him in your life, he then honors you and acts in response to your faith. Yes, your name can go in here. By faith, you saw this and this and this happen in your life. As you consider this day in your life, what is God challenging you about? What is he calling you to do? What level of faith would that require? Trust God and step out in obedience to him and watch him act in response to your faith. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.